Dad, said Max, don't you think it's odd that it rains on our house every day when the rest of Boston is in a drought? He watched the torrents of rain streaming down the kitchen windows, reducing the outside world to a watery blur. The ferocity of the downpour reminded him of the rain in San Xavier, the kind that could soak you through to your underwear in a matter of minutes. His father was sitting across the breakfast table, reading the morning paper. "Driest summer on record," read the headline on the front page. "What I think is odd," said his father from behind the newspaper, "is the fact that my 14-year-old son attacked his old teddy bear with a machete last night." "I keep telling you," said Max, "there was a snake, a fertile ants." Max couldn't see his father's face, but he guessed, from the whiteness of his knuckles as he gripped the paper, that he had not forgiven his son for last night's drama. It was extraordinary to Max that his parents thought he'd chopped up his bed as some kind of plea for attention. "I did see a snake, Dad," he insisted as he loaded a piece of toast with peanut butter and embedded it with banana slices and fresh blueberries. "It must be still in the house. Don't you think we should look for it?" His father sighed and put down the newspaper. "Your mother and I are very worried about you." "Me too," agreed Max. "Well, that's a start. At least you admit you need help." Max nodded enthusiastically. "I need all the help I can get. Any day now the Death Lords will be coming for me and—" "That's not what I meant," began his father before he was interrupted by an ear-splitting scream. He jumped up to investigate, and Max ran after him into the hallway. They found Carla Murphy standing halfway up the stairs, pointing down in horror. At first, Max thought she must have found the snake. Then he saw what she was looking at. A posse of large, fat beetles was swaggering in under the front door. "Assassin beetles," gasped Frank Murphy, and immediately started stamping on the intruders. Their hard shells crunched beneath his foot on the wooden floor. "These guys are lethal. They carry an incurable disease. Quick, Max, squash as many as you can, then run and get the salad dressing." "You're not going to eat them, are you?" asked Max. "Of course not," snapped his father. "I'm going to leave bowls of oil and vinegar around to catch the ones that get away. They're attracted by the smell of the vinegar, so they crawl in and the oil suffocates them." His mother was shaking her head in puzzlement. "I've seen assassin beetles in San Xavier," she said, "but I've never heard of them this far north." "That's global warming for you," said his father, piling up beetle corpses with his foot. "It is certainly warm in here," agreed his mother, picking her way downstairs. "Hotter than Mount Etna in August." Something low on the wall caught her eye. "Frank, look at this. There's fungus on the new wallpaper. You can almost see it spreading."
"Calm down, Carla," said his father. "You often get mold in these old houses when it rains. Tell Zia to wipe it down with bleach."
"Zia is busy," said his mother pointedly, "cleaning up your son's room."
"He's your son, too. Why do you always call him my son when you're mad at him?" Carla Murphy pursed her lips.
"It's not him that I am mad at," she said quickly, making sure that Max was listening. "It is just his behavior."
"I really don't see the difference, Carla," said his father. "I say he needs to be punished."
"No, Frank," said Max's mother. "We must not play the blame game."
"So what does your book advise us to do when our son chops up his bed with a machete?"
"I will take him to buy a new bed this morning."
"He should pay for it out of his allowance," muttered his father. He looked at his watch. "Will you be gracing us with your presence at the college today, Carla? The fellows want a debriefing on our latest finds in San Xavier."
"Are you going to tell them about your stay in Xibalba?" asked Max.
"We will be discussing the decorative frieze on the north wall at the Temple of Ichshel," replied his father. "I will try to fend them off until you arrive, Carla." When his father had left for work, Max helped his mother clear the table.
"About the new bed, Mom," he began.
"I won't make you pay for it, Bambina.
But could I have a hammock instead?"
"A hammock? In your bedroom?"
"I'd feel safer,"
There's nowhere for a snake to hide. His mother wagged a finger at him.
I am warning you. Do not start that game again. There was no snake.
She paused, evidently reviewing her words in her mind.
I hear that you would like to sleep in a hammock, she continued, but I feel we must establish clear boundaries on this issue.
What does that mean?
It means that you will sleep in a bed like a civilized person. You are not in the jungle now.